So we're doing the Sedra Dorot, and we had seen yesterday that Metushelach passed away 7 days before the flood, 7 days before the Mabul. Metushelach passed away. And now he quotes another medrash. I don't know what the Rashi Tevos here is. Shalshelet Kabbalah. He says that there are those who say that Metushelach lived 14 years after the Mabul. So where was he during the Mabul? He was with his father in Gan Eden. And then after the Mabul, he came back. But the Sedra Dorot says it doesn't really work, because you calculate the number of days he lived, and he passed away the year of the Mabul. And that's what the Yalkut says.
The year of the Mabul can include the Mabul itself, no?
Fine. Okay, can. Now, when Metushelach passed away, Hashem said to Noach, time to enter the Teva. And you sit in the entrance to the Teva, and all the animals and birds will come and sit before you, and you'll take them and give them to your children, and they'll bring them into the Teva. And those animals that don't come and sit before you, they're still standing opposite you, you don't take them in. And that's what Noach did. What?
We're not talking about Metushelach.
No, Noach.
Right, you said Metushelach.
So when Metushelach passed away, Hashem said to Noach, you come to the Teva, sit at the entrance to the Teva, and all the animals and birds that come and sit before you, take them, give them to your kids to bring into the Teva. And that's what they did. And a lioness came with her two cubs, a male and a female, and the two came with her, the two cubs, and they sat before Noach, and the two cubs got up and beat their mother and chased her away, and then they came back and sat before Noach. And Noach wondered, wow, okay, so this is what Hashem meant. The two cubs were meant to enter and the mother was not. So they chased the mother cub away so Noach wouldn't be endangered when he took the cubs inside. And you had a situation here of the Teva and Noach sitting at the entrance to the Teva. And for 7 days you have animals and birds and everything surrounding the Teva. And Hashem made natural phenomenon. Hashem made that suddenly the sun grew dark, and they heard lightning and thunder, and people on earth, they had to wonder what's going on. And all of this was to try and arouse them. Maybe they'll do tshuva. So the first step of the Mabul was that there should be lightning and thunder and unnatural noises before the water started pouring down. Oh, yafeh. And at the end of the 7 days, so the people see all these unnatural things, going on, and they don't do tshuva. So then the Mabul, the flood, started coming down. So it says over here there were 700,000 men and women who came to Noach and said, let us in. They started banging on the ark. And Noach called out to them and said, for 120 years you wouldn't listen to Hashem. And they said, okay, we'll do tshuva, just open the doors, let us live. And there, the Medrash quotes a whole conversation back and forth, and they came to break down the door and to enter the Teva to be protected from the rains. And Hashem sent the wild animals and birds that had been there standing around the Teva. All this time Noach didn't know, why do there have to be these animals standing around the Teva? Not the animals that I took in that sat around the Teva. Now those animals that had been standing around the Teva came and attacked, and they chased away the people, killed many of them, and the Teva started rising over the waters. And the teva started tossing and turning, and everything inside was shooken up. And inside the teva, they lived like they were inside a chuln pot, like a bubbling stew. They were tossed and turned, and it wasn't fun living in the teva. And inside the teva, they felt like, how could the teva last through these waves? They're being thrown all around. And the lions started roaring, and the oxen started making their noises, and the wolves started yelling, and Noach and his children were wailing. Everyone was scared. Everyone thought it's over. And we'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next time.